what we would call idol worship. He doesn't call it idol worship, but he says this is what it's known as, idol worship. And it's worshipping somebody that really should not be worshipped. And this is something that he's saying, that all of the energy that's going across to him, if it's sent in pure love, then he can work with that. He can use that energy to, at his will, because this is what he's training to do now in spirit, as much as we're still working with the animals of this planet, plus the other planets, because the other planet needs help there also. So he's helping still to work with that. But he's saying that his energy has to flow over to humankind. So as this energy is flowing over to humankind, all this love that's going across to him of what we would originally call idol worship, he's saying if it's pure love that's going across to him, he can work with that. He can use it and whatever at will, his will, whatever at will, he wants to do with that energy, because his energy has been flowed to him. So when he uses that, he has to then decide where he wants to spend that energy that's being sent. He will then use what he wants, and then he has to return it to a place where it will most do good. So he's saying that dividing the energy between the animals of his world, the animals of this world, but humankind as well, it's got to overflow it to humankind. Now, he's saying that, he's just saying now that it becomes a kind of worship, and he doesn't want to be worshipped, okay? Mm-hmm. So he wants what is best for everybody. Yes, okay. He's saying that once upon a time, he loved the adoration. He loved it. Now the adoration isn't the same as pure love. Adoration isn't the same as pure love. Uh-huh. And he can only function and use pure love. So he's thanking everybody on the planet that remembers him and that sends him their love. But he's reminded me of the conversation again last night that it won't work in the same way if that pure love is substituted from someone else. So I'm going to recap on that just to make sure. Yes, okay. I've just sent out mentally the when he means that it won't function because of the fact. Yeah, okay, yes. Okay, let me get that across, love, because I'll forget what you're saying, please, John. Give it me in small doses, love, otherwise I'll forget. Yes, I am doing my best. Okay, so he's telling me here that when energy goes across to him, if it's a substitute love, what he calls a substitute love, it doesn't have any merit. And I questioned mentally what he meant by substitute love. And he's saying substitute love, it's a second-hand love, okay? It's a second-hand love. So if someone is missing the love, they're taught to be receiving it here, and it's being missed here but sent over to this other planet, it doesn't have any merit. Okay, does that make any sense?
Meaning if you're withholding the love in your heart to your family members, but you're sending it over to the other side, then it doesn't have any merit.
Correct. It doesn't have the same merit.
Doesn't have the same merit. Because
it has some merit.
Because it's love, because it's really merit. Because it's really misdirected.
Yes, that's the word. It's misdirected. Yes. Okay.
So it's of a weaker quality because it should have gone somewhere else.
Correct. Okay. Yes, he's saying that first and foremost is the empowerment. That's vital. First and foremost is the empowerment and how much the planet needs that empowerment. You can do better. Give me that again, please, John. Yeah, you can do no better, thank you. You can do no better than empower yourself to the greatest extent of empowerment. He said that the empowerment of the self was as strong as the feelings of resentment and jealousy and greed, then everyone would be superhuman. So it's more empowerment for the self.